We will try to say something about the cost of illness. We will use alcohol abuse as reason for disease. There will be, when you look at a group abusing alcohol, there will always also be other contributing factors. And do we know how many drink too much? We have to decide what is too much. And scientists do not agree what is too much. You may ask, is there a productivity loss at premature death? Is that a cost to society? When you are dead, you do not, in an economist's view, you do not accrue costs to society. Then you are, when you are buried, you are at no cost to society. Productivity loss when others do fulfill the job. That is also an interesting question. And you have to ask also, if alcohol was not there, what would people do then? And would that be more costly to society or not? Why do we have to bother about cost considerations? That's a basic element in economic theory. Any firm has to gain more in monetary terms than it spends over time. So you can't use other people's money for more than a limited period of time. When it comes to a country, it does not have this restriction on economic activity. You get a lower economic standing in the world, but you may continue with your country's economy without earning any money. Very expensive and effective cancer medications may help the patients, but they may also be costly to society. So most societies have measures to try to curb these costs that we have also in Norway. Opportunity cost is another economist term. Resources which are spent cannot be spent on other things at the same time. You can't eat your cake and have it too, as they say in English. But then you have, in a decent society, there are things you do not let happen. If you look at this picture of Trollveggen, you see it's possible to jump from Trollveggen with a parachute, and you may be hanging in the middle of the Trollveggen because of wind or whatever. And in a decent society, we will pay to get you down. And the cost to get you down is very high. And that is part of the decency. And we do not calculate the cost of rescuing some people in these circumstances, even if the cost is higher than the cost we allocate to people for paying expensive medication. We have a special type of analysis called cost-benefit analysis, and that's a type of measuring if money is used on the best way for people. And in cost-benefit analysis, you must have reasonable calculations of both cost and benefits in monetary terms. So that's often difficult when it comes to health and more subtle outcomes. You may look at a particular example. In 1994, Norway hosted the Winter Olympic Games at Lillehammer. Economically, the games came out with high costs. And what was the benefit? The benefit in after use of infrastructure and buildings and winter sport facilities. But that didn't cover the costs. But society defined a boost to the Norwegian self-esteem was the calculated in monetary terms, the amount that made the Olympic Games a joy to society and a gain for society. But this is cheating. Then you have cost-effectiveness analysis. This is the simplest way of integrating basic needs criteria into project appraisal. The project is deemed worthwhile. Then obtain the benefits at minimum costs. Costs are in monetary terms, but here the benefits are in non-monetary terms. It might be in health improvement, defined in some way which you agree upon, or more effective use of resources. It's most often used to calculate the benefit to society or a group in society of people introducing, for instance, new medication or improved surgical procedures. But cost-effectiveness analysis has its drawbacks. The cost-effectiveness goal may not be attainable. For instance, eliminate poverty would be impossible to attain. Secondary goals for poor people could be used, for instance, give enough food. The targets in cost-effectiveness analysis are expressions of social preferences. These are not necessarily the private preferences. Kontantstøtte, to improve integration, is one way of trying to use this method. CEA only allows projects to be ranked for a single basic needs indicator, and it may be difficult to compare different such projects.